Meeting of the Flint Township Board of Education will now come to order. Time, Mrs. Hinkle?
7:08.
Thank you. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was originally provided through the annual public notice on January 3rd of 2019. Faxing to three newspapers designated by the board, the Hunterdon County Democrat, Hunterdon Review, and Express Times. Posting on the district website, the main bulletin board in the administration office, and in each township school. And finally, faxing to the clerk of Clinton Township. Please rise and do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Malloy, will you serve as this evening's process guardian, please?
Yes, I will.
May we have a roll call, please?
Ms. Grant?
Here.
Ms. Brennan?
Present.
Ms. Brooks?
Here.
Ms. Emery?
Present.
Dr. Foy?
Here.
Ms. Figueroa?
Here.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Malloy?
Here.
Dr. Rigi Mappy?
Here.
Thank you. Approximately 5 years ago, members of the Clinton Township community, district parents, members of our administration, staff, and our Board of Education work with Glenn Thornton, New Jersey School Board's field representative, to develop our district's five-year strategic plan. The plan was developed over a series of meetings that took place during weekday evenings and one Saturday. The strategic plan has served as the foundation for how the district has delivered and improved the academic, social, emotional, and behavioral well-being of our students over the last 5 years. The current five-year strategic plan will be completed during this school year, and therefore it is time for all stakeholders in our community to gather once again to provide input in the development of a new five-year plan. Tonight, Ms. Gwen Thornton from NJSBA is here to guide us in the development and completion of a new five-year strategic plan. Our next meeting, there are two more meetings that are coming up. One is Thursday, January 31st, and the final meeting will be Tuesday, February 12th. Both will begin at 7 p.m. and will be in this cafeteria in the middle school. I'd like to take a moment, please, to introduce Ms. Gwen Thornton and Ms. Kathy Weinkoff. I'll start off with Ms. Weinkoff. Ms. Weinkoff, sorry, is a field service representative at NJSBA. She has been with NJSBA for 11 years. She services Monmouth Counties and Ocean Counties. She was a member of Board of Education for 9 years, and she was a four-year member on the board and served as president. She's a previous group leader on NBMU and a previous county president. Ms. Gwen Thornton is our field service representative from the New Jersey School Boards Association. Ms. Thornton currently provides direct field support to New Jersey school boards located in Hunterdon County, Middlesex County, Somerset, and Union Counties. She comes to us with an impressive background and years of experience and knowledge in education, experience with school boards and governance, district policy, and the list goes on. Ms. Thornton has served on boards of education in Burlington, Camden, and Gloucester Counties. Prior to joining the New Jersey School Boards Association, Ms. Thornton was the president of the Bridgewater-Raritan Regional School District Board of Education. She is a former high school social studies teacher. So on behalf of the Clinton Township Board of Education, I would like to welcome you, Ms. Weinkoff, and you, Ms. Thornton.
Thank you.
And you may take it away.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back in Clinton Township. We appreciate the opportunity to serve you again. I have a very brief PowerPoint that I'd like to show you. So I think we may blind your superintendent, and you may want to move a little bit just so that I'm not blinding folks. If it's easier for you all to sit out here, please feel free to do so.
I don't want to blind anybody.
good evening. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you. This is our 3B strategic planning process, and before I begin, I would just like to welcome the new board members who were just recently elected. I think you will find board membership to be a wonderful experience. I loved my 10 years as a board member, and it really was, there was always something new to learn and something, a new project to explore and something that was interesting, and you will be doing wonderful things for the children in your community. So, and that's one of the reasons that both Kathy and I like what we do, is we get to work with boards who have influence over students all over the state. So strategic planning is one way to expand that influence. And really, our strategic planning process is based on the notion that creating an organizational vision, a shared vision, will help to direct and inspire all members of the community to work together. While it has become probably a very hackneyed phrase, it does take a village. It's more than just the teachers or the Board of Education or parents. It's everyone working collectively together to advance student achievement and increasing learning. And your staff, of course, is a critical component of that. So one of the advantages of strategic planning is that it can be flexible. This is going to be a 5-year plan, and the board will be revisiting the plan every year, annually, to look at what's been accomplished, what's still outstanding that needs to be accomplished. And so if there are things that happen in your community or within the educational system that really need to change, you have the opportunity to do it. It provides a forum for your community to have input into the educational process, which is something that we know parents do want to be able to do that. Community members want to be able to do that, to have input. And it really creates an ongoing cycle of planning, assessment, and decision making that will allow you to optimize your limited resources and increase communication and transparency with your community. If there's anything we know, is that there is never enough money to do all the kinds of things that all districts want to do for their children. And so making sure that you're getting the best bang for every buck that you spend in your district is critically important. It really provides a roadmap to move you closer to the vision that you've identified as being important for your students. And so that's why strategic planning is something that we encourage districts to do. We call this our strategic planning pyramid, because it's just shaped like a pyramid. And the bottom, it reflects the commitment on behalf of your administration and staff and the Board of Education running up the side in your community to engaging in this process. And tonight, we're going to work on information, strengths, and challenges. In order to talk about where you would like to see the district grow and move over the next 5 years, everyone needs to have a shared basis of understanding around where we are, because if we're going to talk about where we're going to go, you have to know where we are. So Ms. Cohn, your superintendent, is going to provide a state of the school, state of the community report to give you some sense of what the last strategic plan accomplished and from her perspective where the district sits right this moment, so that it will help provide you with some information that you can use when you think about where you would like to see the district go. And then we're going to do in groups an exercise around identifying from your collective perspective, what are the strengths of the district? What are the challenges that are out there that you're facing? You may have noted or heard with January 1st, new laws going to affect Ohio, for example, has now passed a law that all students will engage and take cursive writing by the end of the third grade. That is something that has faded from the curriculum. I'm old enough and cheesy enough to say I remember learning how to write cursive. And it went out of style for a very long time in education, and now it's come back. So there's always change that evolves. You may have seen with the new governor, the park assessments that were in place are now going to be replaced with something else. So there's continual change, and being able to identify your strengths will help you to identify those challenges that are out there, that kind of change that continues to evolve in education, because at some point you're going to have to leverage your strengths to be able to address those challenges. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Michelle, to provide you with a state of the schools report. And then when she is finished with that, we're going to break into groups and we will talk a little bit more about their strengths and challenges. Okay? Michelle.
Thank you. As Gwen mentioned, it's really important for us to have an idea of where we are currently, where we've been for the last number of years. So I'd like to go through the goals. So in 2015, under Drusilla Clark, our superintendent then, the strategic planning process had begun. We had four goal areas at this time: curriculum and instruction, teaching and learning, technology, communications and partnerships, finance and facilities. So under each area, I'd like to just go into a little bit of detail of where we chose to focus at that time and to give you kind of an update as to what's been accomplished to date. So increasing instructional time, increasing cross-curricular authentic learning experiences, providing ongoing embedded opportunities for professional growth, and to facilitate character growth and development by creating a culture of respect, responsibility, and community. Many of those items had been accomplished over the last 4 years, first with schedule changes at both Round Valley and the middle school to increase instructional time. Professional development was offered and provided to all of our staff in Readers and Writers Workshop since 2015, Inspired Instruction for Math, FOSS Science Training, PRISM, NGSS Trainings, that's the new science standards, Gizmo Training, Google Expeditions Training, these are technology applications, Park Data Trainings, Mikey Fallon, George Scott, both of those gentlemen are for our character ed programs. Wilson Language Training, IDE Problem-Based Training, that gives students authentic opportunities to problem solve and learn through those opportunities. PLC Groups, PLCs are professional learning communities, allowing our teachers to connect with each other, not just within their grade level, but perhaps other grade levels, cross buildings, all based on areas that staff members have identified along with their building leaders as areas of growth needed. And we have given some faculty meeting time in order to do those as well as our professional development days. Our character ed programs include responsive classroom, pillars of character, and words of wisdom. And all of our curriculum updates have been ongoing and are updated in what we call Curriculum Builder. It's where we house all of our curriculum. And those updates continue today and have really been upgraded 2017-18. So our technology objectives were to maintain a reliable infrastructure, to provide Clinton Township students and staff with ongoing embedded opportunities for technological growth, infuse technology into cross-curricular learning experiences, and to enhance the use of interactive technologies between home and school. And so the one-to-one program was an outgrowth of that. Sixth, seventh, and eighth graders all have Chromebook for use in school. We have 940 in district. We also have 41 Chromebook carts, which are the charging stations across the district. Network assessments and upgrades have been completed. We have increased bandwidth for the middle school here in January. The Clinton Township resource listing of staff for current programs and software. We have an extensive list which is added to on a regular basis for staff to use for their professional learning as well as with students, and that's upgraded on an ongoing basis. School Messenger Alert System. We also included with our technology upgrades swipe card access to the buildings.
And so that allows staff members to enter a building with a swipe card that's assigned to them. And the technology plan is being updated in 2019.
Another objective was the communications and partnerships, increasing parent and school partnerships, increasing business and partnerships, build higher education and school partnerships, and increase visibility in local media. Many of these items have been achieved through our on-course teacher websites, where parents and students can go to the teacher's homepage, see lessons that are ongoing, homework assignments, and any updates students might need. Students also have access to their homework portal through there. Parent advisory group for child study team. We had expert Melissa Straub in to do both student and parent internet safety programs. We have district communication committees, building-based activities also such as science night, pizza night, back-to-school nights, relay for life, dances, pops, diversity night, and it goes on and on within each school building. We also use the Wilson training site extensively for our staff. The foundation, Clinton Township Foundation for Educational Excellence, have provided us with wonderful grant opportunities, many opportunities, including this Discovery Ed Tech Book grant, which was
this year,
for all of our science tech books, wonderful grant. And then, of course, ExxonMobil science grants, and then the Downey grant. In addition to media publications, ongoing on a monthly basis, I do submit from all four buildings to the Clinton Township newsletter, so the community members can see what's happening in our buildings. The Board of Education also supplies a monthly newsletter, and all summer we provided the Moving Forward, which was the newsletter regarding the reorganization and the state of the buildings. Facilities and finance, it's quite a list here for ongoing facilities needs and what we need to do there. We continue to assess the safety needs in the buildings. We currently have our security audit almost complete. We have taken additional steps in our school security. During the last 4 years, we've upgraded many things: swipe card access, window and door numbering, panic buttons, and PA systems in the buildings that are linked directly to 911, which is, minutes save lives, so that's very important. Some of the other items that we've had: some ongoing construction projects, HVAC projects. We have some projects planned for this coming summer, but also this past summer we did take care of some room air conditioners, which was highly needed. We did have a mold and mildew remediation during the summer, taking care of some of that moisture that was unfortunately around this past year. Some of the items that we also took care of were septic upgrades. We had some paving and brick repointing, signage at the buildings, and we also began using Spruce Run School for some trainings. Lieutenant Kevin Berg, part of the Hunterdon County Prosecutor's Office, we have a wonderful partnership with him, and he's used the building for training for both officers and other school leaders. We have CPR training that takes place in the building, and then CPI training for our staff. So this gives you an idea of what our goals have been and what we've accomplished. And now I'm going to turn it back over to Gwen to lead us to the next step. Thank you.
Find me. Okay. So thank you, Michelle.
really, a lot has been accomplished over the course of the next 5 years. So our goal tonight is going to be identifying what challenges that are still out there that are coming down, you know, that are on the horizon, you might not yet be ready to deal with, but they're coming and you're going to have to deal with. Social emotional learning, equity, safety and security continue to be issues out there on the horizon, making sure we're preparing students for 21st century life, for jobs that don't yet exist, for levels of technology, and where is that balance between technology and human interaction. That's one of the things that a lot of schools I've seen have begun to address, because while it has an upside, it also has perhaps a negative side. Social media can be a plus, but it can also have destructive forces around it, as well as we've seen both at the national, state, and local level. So thinking about all of those things, about 21st century literacy, thinking about what does citizenship look like in the 21st century, what are those kinds of skills, knowledge, abilities that you want your children to be able to know and do as they move forward. So what we're going to do, here's your mission statement, and this is important because this mission is your statement around what it is you do, how you do it, and why you do it. And it really talks about each child and attaining excellence for every individual in your district through a supportive environment so that they are lifelong learners and responsible and productive citizens. Now, a lot of that may sound like buzzwords, but what does that really mean to all of you as a community when we talk about responsible citizenship and being productive? So what we're going to do, and I originally thought there would be more folks here tonight, and they're not. So I'm going to divide you into three groups, and I'm going to ask you to identify, to brainstorm, and come to consensus around what you've identified as the top 10 strengths, with apologies to David Letterman, those of you who remember the top 10 lists. Some of you look too young, perhaps, to remember David Letterman, but I'm not. He used to do the top 10 on his show regularly of different things, obscure and not. And so I would like you to identify your top 10 strengths that you agree to as a group and your top 10 challenges. We'll give you around 25 to 35 minutes to work on that. On the back of your agenda, if you turn it over, you will see that there is scratch paper there for you to work with. So we're saving a tree by doing that. And we would ask that you record your top 10 strengths and challenges on the large chart paper, and then assign someone in your group who loves to chat publicly, who'd be happy to report out. So I would ask that, we have a lot of board members here this evening, which is wonderful, but that you sort of split yourselves up. So if I can put one group over there by that chart on the right, and one group here by the chart on the left, and one chart in the back, and one group in the back by the chart in the back, and come to consensus around your top 10 strengths and your top 10 challenges. So we'll take, let's put the blue and the green together, and if you have no dot on your label, along with orange, you can go there. Three groups. Three board members per group. And I think for the new folks, if you can split yourselves up, that would be a good idea as well. If you're not new, you're not new. No, experienced. I refuse to say, mature. Experienced, wise, sage. That's what I would say.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What's coming to you?
Okay.
It doesn't matter, it doesn't matter if we post it before.
Less on color, but should we had a representative?
Is there a different one?
Please, I'll help you.
Great. And there are all sorts of experts.
But I think it's just a matter of time.
But it is definitely addressing the
I think it's a little bit.
But having said that,
we usually know.
Thank you.
Now, it's
of Israel. We should like make a practice. Case in point.
And that's my
I guess I would say just because of I do I'm using clippers. I don't know why they're not learning more.
I'll check in with you tomorrow and see how this went. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you said, no, if I wrote something, I'm going to be
Nurse E.
But if you buy the Everyone is finished. If you would like to bring your sheets down here, and if you want to bring your sheets over here, and we'll just post them all on your wall. Oh, you're going to wheel it. Perfect. Oh, I just think over here. Listen, it'll just be easier to have them all in one place. Yeah, and I'm going to just wheel there. Yeah. Would like to share first.
Yeah.
there must be a reporter.
Yes, we could do that.
I hadn't noticed.
If that's okay.
It's perfect.
Okay. All right. So do I have to... Okay, I'll hold it. Who's the green? Where's the green group? Who's the...
Okay, so I'll try to do this as quickly as possible before they start to fold in. Our group very quickly came up with 10 strengths of the district, because there are many. The first probably rolled off of everybody's tongue very quickly, which is we have a very involved and passionate staff. It was brought up that we have an excellent foundation for educational excellence organization that supports our students and our staff very well. Everyone in the group felt that we had a very strong curriculum that meets or exceeds state standards. Not because Alexa was in our group, but everybody felt that we had a very strong Department of Special Services. And if you've been around long enough, you know that everybody moves here for our staff and the services and the continuum of care that we provide those students. And she really didn't give us this one. Everybody else said that. We all felt that we have a robust, updated, and relevant professional development opportunities throughout the entire district. Over the course of the year, several years, people feel that we have done a good job improving security processes, security plans, training of the staff under all types of security scenarios in district, and then building security in general. And everybody just felt that because of all these things happen, it fostered a real comfort in working in the buildings or visiting the buildings, and the children feel comfortable as well. Everybody felt that despite the buildings being 1950s, at least, you know, two out of the four, that they are maintained very, very well, very clean, and provide the students, you know, access to all the most recent technologies and things of that. So everybody felt comfortable with that. We talked a lot about how lots of districts still have a curriculum department and a technology department, or director of technology and director of curriculum. And everyone felt that the district has done a nice job of merging the two. So it's technology and curriculum. We've been able to take our curriculum and make it part of how students learn on a day-to-day basis, which is through technology. We felt that we had a very strong co-curricular program, both in quality and in numbers. And, you know, as you go to the smaller districts in our surrounding area, and we do presentations, they're knocked off their seats when Michelle and Joanne put these on the board and see exactly what we offer our students. And everyone felt we had very strong enrichment programs as well. This one kind of came off pretty quickly, the loss of state funding, right? And we lost $202,000 this year in state funding, and new funding formulas, which are based on enrollment, don't bode well for us either, and it looks as if we will potentially be losing a fair number. So as the number of children decrease, now they're going to start to decrease funding. So if you have the littler districts, they may lose one or two students a year. They're not going to get hit as hard as we have gotten hit and will continue to be hit. So we felt like this kind of drives everything, unfortunately, right? we felt that our community was changing, and I know Michelle and I have talked about it, and a lot of the staff has talked about it. We'd like to see a lot of the challenges here are we need more social, emotional, behavioral programs within our schools so that we can adapt to our changing community. So our children are experiencing lots of different things at home, on social media, here in school with their friends, you name it, and it's changing how they need to be supported. So those are one of the challenges here. This is very easy too, a declining enrollment.
it's impacting the number of co-curricular programs that we can actually offer our students. I'll just use athletics as an example. We haven't had lacrosse because we just don't have the numbers. Where we've been able to have multiple grade levels of teams, it's been difficult and combined teams. So I know Judy pokes her eyes out every year as she tries to put together these programs and have it. That's just one program that's been impacted. We weren't quite sure how really to say this one, so help me out if it doesn't come out the right way. But there's so much information. Alexa said that very clearly. There's so much information for staff to have, right? But it's not cataloged in a way that you can pull it out and use it appropriately and quickly. And there's so much information coming out that maybe calendar things. So I was never told about that. And I did get my email, but it's just there's so much that it's not organized in a way that's helpful to the staff. Did I get that? Okay. There was some concerns that our buildings are operating in silos, both from a vertical alignment perspective, the common processes, etc. And so people were sharing that they would like more horizontal alignment between the buildings, between staff members and the curriculum. Our challenges continue to be our older facilities, right? So we have wastewater treatment plants that we've dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars in, and those are concerns for us on a daily basis, making sure that they're maintained and work. Limited community involvement, I think I've seen on several other colleagues. This is an example of that, right? And then the PTA often has trouble getting folks to come out and volunteer to do some amazing facilities. I think you guys come out and help us if programs are getting canceled now. There's a few people who are continuing to do everything, but the numbers aren't included. Continue to educate the community, staff, and students on challenges of technology and applications. So every time a new app comes out, kids don't have to make their ways around. So how do we continue to educate ourselves to make sure they're in a safe environment and in a safe place? How do we continue to educate our staff and keep that going, educate the parents and continue to educate the kids? Everybody felt like you do a good job, but it's constantly changing, and we're leaving everybody vulnerable. So we felt that was a challenge. Unfunded mandates, and administrators always cringe and teachers cringe when we talk about unfunded mandates, but unfunded mandates come all the time. You have to try to figure out how you find the time of your day to do that unfunded mandate and where the money's going to come from, and you have no choice. And what is it impacting? Where is the give and where is the take? And the state's really good about doing that.
Thank you. Awesome. Is that mic actually on? Do I need it? I'm okay.
It's on.
I project well. I see a lot of similarities between what you're going to talk about. We spent a lot of time. Some of these were really easy to come up with. The first one that was a strength. Our staff and our people, our community, our parents, our students, our human capital is definitely a top strength that we have within Clinton Township. And I think that incorporates all stakeholders. Our class sizes are relatively small, which is definitely a strength. We talk about our buildings as an example of the physical capital. We do have aging buildings, but they're also well-maintained, and when there is a problem, it's addressed immediately. And we also have space. You know, we do have space to support our students within the district. Going back to the people again, we have a very active PTA and foundation as supports for our students. We have a lot of resources and a lot of equipment within our buildings too, which is absolutely a strength. We also mentioned our special ed, really highlighting our preschool programs and our opportunity to have a great program that attracts community members, so that we can get to know our kids as early as age 3 and plan for them throughout their school career with us here in the township. Excellent special ed programs. We talked about inclusion and the time and money that's spent on inclusive environments and co-teaching that really benefits our children. We do a lot of great professional development opportunities. We can have children exposed to technology very early, and our preschool programs have access to technology, and then we expand that throughout their school career. our students' academic achievement is wonderful, what they've accomplished and what they need our district knowing and being capable of doing. We also feel that we have a lot of great programs. We talk a lot about social and emotional supports and anxiety and wellness in people in general. And we have a lot of great supports in place in terms of our staff. We've got counselors in the building, which is huge. We've got nurses in each building. Health office aides. We have behaviors in the district. So we have a lot of great supports for our kids. Challenges, also declining enrollment, that was an easy one. We've seen that all over. And I think that's directly correlated. We talk about how that relates to volunteerism, the struggle at times to get people involved and to come out and head up committees and even come to class parties at times. And then we question, you know, why is that? Is it because we have declining enrollment? Is it because we're not accessing our community? How are we engaging our community? So we put that up as a challenge. How are we communicating with the community? Another challenge in the township is cost of living, rising healthcare costs. We talk a lot about the benefits of technology and also the challenges of technology. We need to make sure that we're maintaining those life skills, like paper, pencil, hands-on, sewing, cursive writing, you know, those types of things, as opposed to wanting to do everything with technology and being sure that we don't feel that we have too much technology, but we want to make sure we're maintaining some of those important pieces as well. We talk a lot about social media presence, that we don't really have one in the township. We talk a lot about North and the different examples that we see coming from our high school community versus what we do at the community district. We did discuss climate and morale, lack of settled contracts for staff, but also highlighting that as a strength, the fact that we have teachers and staff who are here giving 110% to our kids on a daily basis, despite some other challenges. This is a strength and a challenge. It talks about curricular diversity. We have so many wonderful resources for kids and kids for academic achievement and resources and equipment, but how can we continue to expand that? What other opportunities do we have to meet maybe some of those different skill sets? We talked about online learning or partnerships with larger organizations that can bring in some very specific learning opportunities for kids. We came back to, again, in mental health and wellness. We think that we have great supports for our kids. Talked a little bit about society in general, just increases in anxiety and challenges that can be presented behaviorally, and continuing to ensure that while we have great programs, how are we staying on the cutting edge of that, and how are we making sure that we're meeting all the needs of our community members, especially our students coming into our buildings.
Thank you.
Awesome.
So I think in the interest of not being repetitive, obviously there's a lot, there's a certain sense of theme here, but I think a couple of things we can touch on that maybe overlap or completely overlapping. I think we talked about the continuing program, we talked about the broad tax base. We're very fortunate to live in more affluent communities in the state and region, which means that we are not going to be as necessarily dependent on outside aid. We've got parents who can get involved in their own pocket for things like extracurricular, so that sports and things can continue as a big deal. We have a great PTA foundation, we talked about that. Melissa talked about student achievement. We spent a lot of time talking about how well these kids do at North when they leave this district. Our kids excel going to the next step. And we don't mean academically, but socially and emotionally. It's really important. We spent a lot of time on that. And I think that's one of our best strengths. We've done a lot for safety and security. Some everybody knows about, some nobody will ever know about, but we have been extraordinarily proactive as a school district in making sure that these buildings are a safe place physically for our staff and our students. And I think most of the stuff we talked about, obviously, it starts here. Our staff, our teachers, our administrators, custodians, everybody here, each of these buildings running. So that's why it's at the top. I think when we talk about some of the challenges, demographics, not just declining enrollment, but the big factor is, you know, if you were at some meetings in 16 and 17, this is not a temporary problem. Birth rates are dropping in this state. So if we've got families moving into the state, but they're having one child, and we sell out, let's say that the inventory is 0% for homes for sale, and now you're going to have 1.5 kids, we're still going to have declining enrollment. And that's a problem because if you look around our township, there's not a lot of 1 to 2 bedroom houses. They're all 5, 6 bedroom houses up there, and you know, nobody's going to buy them. And the unfunded mandates, we talked about I think these are sort of combined, but not the same, but there's kids seem to have a lot more challenges and pressures early on. We talk about things like self-harm, we talk about things like hunger, that's a real problem. Social media is a problem with addiction. We talk about, you know, kids with their faces in screens during school and conversation with adults. Is that preventing them from not only learning but interacting with other people? We definitely talked about the contract that's not settled. That's a big issue, even if it reflects the board out. And then the other thing I think we talked about is, and I didn't say the others, is the relationship with the town council and local government for education. That's a real challenge that we face because it gets a lot of attention. And I think that's going to highlight the differences as opposed to the suppliers. So, did I cover everything, guys, with them? Or did I miss something? Yes, there you go. Yes.
The top challenge is
two of our buildings are built in the 50s, and even though they're extremely well maintained, it costs a lot of money to keep them. And it's the only way to solve that problem is to knock them down and build them. Right? Or move the whole town. And I like it.
I don't think any of those are reasonable options.
Hence the challenge.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the major challenge. But I think you've been helped with being struck by the number of similarities in both your strengths and your challenges. Mm-hmm. And we generally say, okay, so identify one of the common themes that you see here. But I see all the common things running through all of them. You know, some of the challenges can be addressed. You're going to have to address them. Some are more difficult than others. You know, hopefully the state will generate more money and limiting funding won't be an issue, but probably not for a lifetime. So that's sort of an ongoing thing. So I don't want you to think that we're going to solve those issues. I think all boards continue and districts continue to work and do what they can to do the most with what they have, and we continue to advocate for more. I'm not suggesting you ignore it. I'm just suggesting there are a list of things that are some things that are more solvable and doable than others. At our next meeting, I'm going to take all of this, and we will write it all up, and it will be posted on your website very shortly, hopefully by the end of the week. Please encourage your colleagues, your friends, and your neighbors to come out to the next meeting. The more people that we have, the more broad base of input, and that's very important. At our next meeting, we're going to be talking about the what the strengths of the challenge are. We've talked about what we're doing currently. What is your vision for the future? What does that look like as a community of stakeholders? What's important to you moving forward? What is your vision? So if I came back 5 years from today and came to the township school district, signed in appropriately, and my name is what would the curriculum look like? What would the buildings look like? What would be going on? What would we see? What would we see in the classroom? What would I see in the cross field? I don't know. But what would you see in the co-curriculum program? So that's what we're going to work on next time. And then in the third meeting, we're going to take all of that and look at, here's what we've said is important to our community. And really, that's really what you're doing. You're translating the community's aspirations for their children. And then we want to take and identify the goals that we have to move toward to make that vision a reality, or at least move closer to that reality. So that is really our plan moving forward. I mean, it is really the strengths that we have in place that are going to enable you to address some of these challenges. And we're going to need all the professional teachers, to administrators, to parents, to senior citizens, to preschool parents. Everyone has a stake in this process because we need to be this. So, you know, your assignment, even though I don't really have that authority to decide you anything, is to really bring someone with you. I you know, I'm a cup of coffee and I'm going to Herbert or Collins, I mean, whatever it takes, and get them here, okay, please, so that you can hear from more folks. Because the one thing that I see is that community engagement and outreach. So that becomes everyone's responsibility. You know, the volunteerism, some of that's a local issue, but guess what, folks? It's a broader-based national issue. Fewer people are taking the time. You know, the common good is to be much the norm.
a motion, please, to, oh, wait. Yep. I'd like to open the floor to our first public comment section on agenda items only. Would anyone like to address the board this evening? Seeing none, I'll close the floor. I'd like to open the floor then for our public comment section, our first recognition of the public. Anyone in the public like to address the board this evening? Seeing none, I will then move to the second recognition of the public. Finally, would anyone in the public like to address the board? And I will make note that there isn't anyone left. So I'm looking, well, Gwen's still here, thank you. Gwen, would you like to say anything? So I'm looking for a motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
Motion.
Motion, Ms. Brennan. Second, please. Second, Dr. Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.